The railway portion of the longest bridge in Europe opened today, a cost of more than $3.5 billion, a span of almost 12 miles. Quite the feat of engineering. But as far as many European leaders are concerned, it's nothing to celebrate. That's because of where the bridge was built and who built it.
Добрый день, дорогие друзья. У нас сегодня с вами...
That is Russian President Vladimir Putin. He took part in today's inauguration ceremony for the railway bridge that connects Russia to Russian annexed Crimea. Putin said the bridge would naturally help the economies of both Russia and Crimea, but Ukraine, along with much of Europe, opposed the bridge project. Alexei Starodubov is the director of the Crimean Expert Center in Ukraine. He's a former advisor on foreign investment projects for the Crimean government before the territory was annexed by the Kremlin. Alexei followed the development of the bridge since it was first proposed.
Yes, I used to work with this project when we had this project as a common one before annexation. So it used to be Ukrainian and Russian. It's a big infrastructure project for Russia and for Crimea, of course. However, so I would like to pay your attention that this project is primarily image project. So, and I'm not really sure that this bridge will influence positively on economic development of Crimea.
You say image, but Vladimir Putin says this new bridge will be able to carry all those passengers, 14 million, in fact, with the rail, and 13 million tons of freight next year. So... won't it naturally boost both Russia and Crimea, as Putin claims?
I'm not really sure that it's true, so because I'm familiar with the situation in Crimea and I know very well economic situation in Crimea. So in comparison with 2013, so the gross regional product, the structure of gross regional product was destroyed. And we don't have traditional spheres of economics right now in Crimea, like industry, agricultural sector, or like financial sector. We don't have investments right now there. So, and all these issues happened because of European Union as well as United States sanctions regime. And as of now, we have black hole in terms of investments, in terms of export in Crimea. So, and just to say that it would influence significantly, I mean, the construction of this bridge, it will influence on the economic situation. I'm not really sure.
As you say, though, I mean, it's not a cheap project. It costs well over $3 billion. Why would Russia go ahead with this bridge if it were not an investment economically? And if it is about image, what is the image Putin wants to create here?
They have to show to all over the world that they could construct such project. It's just explanation that they have close ties with Crimea, so that this is some kind of communication line between the rest part of Russia as well as occupied peninsula. I think there is no sense to analyze economic consequences related to this project, but totally agree that this is a brutal violation of international law and nothing more as only image project. That's it.
If one of your main concerns, Alexei, is the violations of international law that this rail and bridge present, what do you think the U.S. should do? Do you think Washington will provide assistance, and will they also bring in sanctions?
I think they could, and they have to do this, because you're absolutely right. So you mentioned about violation of international law, and if you are talking about violation of international law in occupied Crimea, so... next time it would be somewhere else in the world. So that's why so we have to pay attention to such violations, and we have to explain to Russia that we are living in the international law sphere. So, and we have United Nations, and we have particular rules, and they have to follow these rules. So that's why I think sanctions will be very, very influential instrument which could be used and should use by United States as well as European Union.
Alexei Starodubov, the director of the Crimean Expert Center in Ukraine, talking to us about the new rail line connecting Moscow to Russian annexed Crimea. Alexei, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.